I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll hear from winning Swampscott High football coach Peter Bush. Rick? This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Red Sox and Yankees played a day-night doubleheader at Fenway yesterday. The Red Sox scored 5 runs in both games, winning the first game 5-0, but losing the second game 8-5. The Red Sox play in Toronto tonight. The Patriots will host the Miami Dolphins Sunday night in Foxborough. High school football from last night, King Philip over Marblehead 34-6, Swampscott 27, Lynn English 12. Swampscott coach Peter Bush on the game.
The kids played great. They stuck with the game plan. It definitely wasn't perfect. We would have liked to have been a little bit more efficient on both sides of the ball. Special teams hurt us a little bit early on, but I think ultimately the kids competed. We shut them out in the second half, got some big plays in the second half to kind of take some momentum. So I'm proud of the kids and proud of the coaches.
What got better this week from last week for as far as you're concerned?
I was going to say tackling, but I don't know if we tackled very well in the first half. I think once we kind of got our feet underneath us a little bit and adjusted to the speed, it's hard to replicate game speed in practice. Obviously Lynn English is a very well-coached team, very talented, a lot of team speed. So I think once the kids adjusted to the speed of the game a little bit, they adjusted their angles, and like I said, in the second half, the kids played lights out.
And as for where he saw progress with his Big Blue team from week one to week two?
Yeah, like I said, I think, again, the kids started really, I think we might have played a little bit tight early. Again, we had some penalties and, weren't moving the ball. It's like, I just told the kids, the coaches got them in at halftime, said stick with the game plan. We didn't make too many adjustments. We just tackled better and played better team defense, and the offense was efficient.
Player, quarterback, how did all the offense look to you?
I think we're making progress. I don't think I'm never really satisfied, and the coaches aren't either. So we'll get in the film room. We'll kind of look and see what we did right and what we did wrong. But I think again, it's not just the quarterback. I think it's the whole offensive line. It's the running backs, it's the wideouts. That's kind of what made this offense unique, is they got to defend sideline to sideline. So we'll look at the tape, we'll make our corrections, and we'll go from there.
Swampscott football coach Peter Bush. By the way, his son, Will Bush, scored on a 63-yard touchdown rush for Swampscott's fourth touchdown.
Whenever these kids, their name is called, they have to be ready. And, that was his call, and that was his time, and he's been doing it in practice. Running back coach Matt Griffin is really harps on those guys finishing their runs in practice. So it's like second nature to those guys. So he had an opening, he's got good speed, and it was obviously a big score for us.
Swampscott football coach Peter Bush. Elsewhere, Greater Lawrence beat up on Hamilton Wenham 49-18, and Wakefield shut out Lexington 35-0. And later today and tonight on our website, we'll have complete coverage of the Friday night high school football action. That is sports, along with Rick Moore. We wish you a great weekend. Stay safe, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.